Learning Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are starting Ayin Beis Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom to the end of a line. Tana Rabbanon, Ger Noisei Mamzeres, Divrei Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi holds that a Ger is allowed to marry a Mamzeres. Why? Because he holds that Kahal Gerim Leikri Kahal. It says that by a Mamzel, Yovah B'Kahal Hashem, a Mamzel can marry into the congregation of Hashem, a Ger is not considered Kahal Hashem. And the Gemara will expound on that. Divrei Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yehuda, a ger lo yisim mamzeres. A ger is not allowed to marry a mamzeres. Either way, both of Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda, the child is definitely a mamzer. The question is a ger allowed to marry a mamzeres? But either way, it goes basa to pagum, so even according to Rabbi Yosi, which is mutif a ger to marry a mamzeres, the child will still be a mamzeres. Will still be a mamzer or a mamzeres, depends if a girl or a boy. Another halacha in this braisa, echad ger, echad eved, mishukhur, v'chalo, Mutarim b'kehenes. That means that a kohen is not allowed to marry a geiris, and a kohen is not allowed to marry a shifcha m'shuchreras, and a kohen is not allowed to marry a chalala. But a kehenes, which means a bas kohen, is allowed to marry a ger or a eved m'shuchre and a chalala. There's no iser on a kehenes to marry these psulim. Zokta Gemara. I've always explained this price now. My time with the Rabbi Yosi. What's Pshat Rabbi Yosi who holds that a ger is allowed to marry mamzeres? So Rabbi Yosi explains, Chamisha Kahal Iksivi. It says five times Kahal in the parasha by the Isser of different nations coming into the Kahal. The first two is by Mamzer. It says, Layovi Mamzer Bekal Hashem. It says, Layovi Mamzer Bekal Hashem. Gamdar Asiri, Layovi Loy Bekal Hashem. So it says twice Kahal there. By Amoini and Ma'avi, it also says twice Kahal. It says, Layovi Amoini Ma'avi Bekal Hashem. Gamdar Asiri, Layovi Loy Bekal Hashem. Adoylam. That's four Kahals. And then you have one more pasuk by Mitzri says Banim Ashi Yavolhem Dar Shlishi Yavolhem Bekal Hashem. Three times it says Kahal. Rashi asks the Kasha is made the sixth time by Betzua Daka. He says that's not a psul yichus. That's a different type of psul by Betzua Daka. But it says five times Kahal. And the question is, it could have just said one time Kahal. It could have just said Lo Yavay Mamzev Amoini Ma'avi Bekal Gam Dar Asiri Lo Yavolhem. Ad Olam. Why does that say? Again, a bunch of times kahal. Why is it five times kahal? So it says, Chamisha kahal iksivi, chad l'kahanim. If only you say one kahal, you would say that the most chosh of a kahal is the kahanim. That's the only one that's also to come into. Every other kahal is mutter. So chad l'kahanim. Next one says chad l'avim. If only you said these two, you only think kahal l'avim. You wouldn't know a third one. V'chad l'israelim. And a third kahal is teaching you israelim that a mamzer and a moinim avi cannot marry into mamzerim, into israelim. V'chad, the fourth one, the Mishri Mamzer B'Shtuki, to be Mata Mamzer in a Shtuki. Why? Because a Shtuki is a Safik Kahal. Only a Kahal Vadai, a Shtuki, remember, is a Safik Mamzer. Not sure if he's a regular good Yisrael or if he's a Mamzer. So the halacha is that a Mamzer is allowed to marry into the Kahal of Shtuki. Why? Because Shtuki is a Safik. That's what's learned from Kahal. Kahal Vadai, the Kahal Safik. And the fifth Kahal, the Kahal of Mishri Shtuki be Yisrael. The fifth Kahal is telling you that a Sufik Mamzer is also mutter in Klai Yisrael, because only have Mamzer Vadeh Zasser. So, Loyovi Mamzer B'Kal Hashem is teaching us that only a Mamzer Vadeh can come Kal Hashem, but a Mamzer Sufik, like a Shtuki, is mutter in Kal Hashem. So these are five times Kahal. Everything. It's also on Mani Mavis. On everything. On Mitzri, Mani Mavis. All halachas. All Isuri Kal. All five. The same thing. Ger is mutan a Mani, Mavi, according to this Mani Amak. Why? Because Kahal Gerim, Laikri Kal. There's no extra Kal. So we went through different drashas. So we didn't have a drasha for Gerim. So Gerim is not called a Kahal. Kahal Gerim, Laikri Kal. They're mutan Mani Mavi, yeah. And anything that's also Kahal Shem, yeah. A Ger is mutan a Mani Mavi, yes. Because they're not a Geras Mutter and Mamzer, Moini, Ma'avi, and Mitzri. Because they're not called a Kahal. Kahal Gerim Lekir Kahal, that's all the Shita of Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yehuda holds Kahal Gerim Lekir Kahal. So we need an extra Kahal for Rabbi Yehuda. What do you do? So Rabbi Yehuda, Kahanim will be a Mechad Kahal Nafki. Like Rashi explains, they're all from the same Shevet. So they're all from Shevet Levi. So therefore you learn from one Kahal. So you have an extra one for Ger. Ayasale Kahal Gerim. You have an extra one for Kahal Gerim. Rebbei Yisrael, another Pshat. So first Rebbei Yehuda is that Kahal Levim are one. One Kahal. So you have extra one for Kahal Gerim. Rebbei Yisrael, another Halach Rebbei Yehuda. Hachinami Trei Kali Ninu. The Yitakani Tukahal for Kahanam Levim. Mamze B'Shtuki. B'Shtuki B'Yisrael Mechad Kahal Nafka. And he says, really, you can learn that for one Kahal, the both Halachas that we said. That first of all, a Mamzer Vadai, mamzer safek is mutter in a kahal, and also the whole iser mamzer is only in a kahal vade, not in a kahal safek. We learn them both from the same pasuk. Gemara explains how. Mamzer v'shtuki, v'shtuki v'shoh, mechad kal nafka. Why? Because lo yovei mamzer v'kahal shem. Take that pasuk. Mamzer vadai hud lo yovei. A mamzer safek yovei, which means a shtuki is mutter b'kahal shem. And then the word b'kahal says b'kahal vadud lo yovei, have a kahal safek yovei, which means a mamzer allowed to marry into a shtuki because a mamzer mutter in a kahal safek. So really, we learned that for one pasuk. That's how. That's a second mahalach. So we have an extra kahal now. And we have extra kahal. We learn to use it for ger. Third mahalach is the next tarot says that really you need both kahal. Why? And Rashi explains because if not for the extra word, you would say that a suffix mamzer is usur lovoy b'kahal because it's not worse than any other suffix, Rashi says. Like all the isveki isser. Which Rashi means to say is that suffix deraisa is a chumra. So here, if it's a suffix mamzer, we add extra pasuk, you would say, no, a suffix mamzer is like a mamzer. A mamzer is also, so a suffix is a suffix of that mamzer. So it will be also. They even need an extra pasuk to say, suffix mamzer mutan klai yisrael. Agav, the Ran, at the end of the first parak, but he's arrived in this Rashi, like the shitas of the Rashba, like the shitas of the Rashba, that suffix deraisa lechumra is min ha-tayra. It's a big, we know that we have a suffix deraisa, we go lechumra. Is that the deraisa, or that's the rabbanon? That we go lechumra. So the Ram holds the rabbanon. The Rashba holds the Raisa. Zok the Ran, it's right from here that it's the Rashi holds that Sofik is the Raisa. We need a Pasuk Kahal to teach us that a Sofik is Mutter. So, the boy is saying, if you need the two Kahal for that, so now you don't have extra Kahal. So, what's from Rabbi Yehuda? If you need a third Pshat. The first two Pshat not extra Kahal. We don't have all five I needed. So, the time Rabbi Yehuda Mahacha, he found another Kahal. The Pasuk says, HaKahal Chuka Achas Lechem V'Legera Gar Chuka Sovdar Sechem. I call Grad is going on Klai Yisrael, but since it's put next to the word Ger, we darshin that it's going on the Ger, and the Ger is called a Kahal, and Kahal gave him Iker Kahal. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. But Rabbi Yossi says, no, Chuka Achas Hipsik Inyon. It says, HaKahal, Chuka Achas Lechem V'Leger, so it's Lav Daf going on the Ger, and therefore he argues on Rabbi Yehuda. Ad Kan, the Psukim of Mechlekes Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, we have three different Rabbi Yehuda, how he knows that Kahal gave him Iker Kahal. Then now the Bryce said further, Echod Ger, Ve'echod Ev Meshuchur, Ve'cholom Mutarim Ve'kehanes, that a Bas Kohen is Mutter in all these psulim, that's really possible to a Kohen, but a Kehanes is Mutter. Meseyeyelei L'Rav Dom Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav. It's a right to Rav, Dom Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, Lo Huzuru K'sheirois in Osir Psulim, that K'sheirois, which means a Bas Kohen has no Hazara, no Isser to marry psulim, even though a Kohen has, but they have no Isser. Like Rashi explains, let's see Rashi. Rashi went to the bottom. Unasi psulim lepsuli kuna gerachal meshuchah shakahanim huzur al b'neseihem behem lehuzur alehem. The bonos are not melisa yisav. There's no azara. Avol lepsulim shanoshim apsulim huzur alehem melisa yisav. I'm zayim resinim even noshim are. Don't tell me now that Jusuf is saying the ladies of bas koyin is not usher in a ger or a chalal. So maybe a lady is allowed to marry a mamzer. He says, no, chas v'shalom. Hishva kosta isha ishachal un shishav ha-tayra. It's only these special kahuna levels that they don't have. But of course, they are muzer in all psulim, for example, marrying a mamzer. Zog to Gemara back. The Darash Rav Zeir of Mechuzah, Rashi says, was a place that had a lot of gerim there. So Rav Zeir darshened in Mechuzah like Rab, like the man Yomar, like Rabbi Yossi, who holds ger noisei mamzeres. Why is the ger mutter b'mamzeres? The reason is because it's not a kahal, and that they weren't happy. The Mechuzah hearing they're not a kahal Hashem. The Rosh Rav Zeir Mechuzah ger mutter b'mamzeres. Ragmu kuli alam v'esergayu. Everyone threw a sroigim at them at Rav Zeir because they were not happy that Rav Zeir was saying that a kahal gerim lo yikur kahal. Amar Rava. Is that how you say a drasha in a place where a lot of gerim? You have to be more sensitive to that. And what did Rava do? Rava did like this. Darosh, when Rava got up there in Shir, he said like this. Darosh Rava Mechuza, ger mutter b'kehenes. Ger is mutter in a kehenes, which is chashuv. Vas kohen glad to marry ger. Ger mutter b'kehenes. Tanu b'shirayi. They loaded him up with silks. They moms gave him presents. Then, how the darosh to ger mutter b'mamzeres? Ger mutter b'mamzeres because the kal gerim like a kal. Amru lo elei, afsid l'kamaisa, afsid l'kamaisa. Now you messed up. You know, yesterday you were our best friend. Now you're saying something else today. Amalu, no, the tav lechu avdi lechu. I'm doing you a favor. You play all game, all sides here. Iboy mahachanasev, iboy mahachanasev. So it's gewaldig by you. You can get a shirach mei. We're no shirach crisis. The Hilchus says, Rav was saying, it all depends how you say it over. If you say it over in this way, they didn't stone him with Esrogim. What's halacha l'maisa? The Hilchus says, ger mutter bekehenes, because again, we said that Bas Kain is not muzer in those psulim. Umutter b'mamzeres, and again, also mutter b'mamzeres. The Mark explains, mutter bekehenes, lehuz ruksheres osim psulim. The ksheres are not ostamari psulim. Mutter b'mamzeres, we pass him like Rabbi Yossi, ki Rabbi Yossi. So, we're going back to the Mishnah. Long-awaited stuki. We wonder what a stuki is. It said in the Mishnah, Elu hein stuki. The Mishnah is mavuya that stuki is like a suffik mamzer. It's mutter b'mamzer stuki actually. So what is a stuki? It says someone who knows who his mother is, but does not know who his father is. He knows he was born. His mother was not married, and she had a child, and this is his mother. But he don't know who the father is. So the halach is mutter b'mamzer, and the stuki is. Mutter in, and is also in Klai Yisrael. This Shtuki is also in Klai Yisrael, Lamaisa. That's what Mishnah says. Shtuki cannot marry into Klai Yisrael. So Amar Rava,
because he might be marrying his sister?
We'll see why. The Gemara doesn't say why. Because we just had a drasha before, that Dafka Mamza Vad is also. That's what he asked, and Chorich of Mutter. So see the Gemara. So the Gemara, Amar Rava, Dvar Taira Shtuki Kasha. Mina Taira Shtuki Shvi Mutter in Klai Yisrael. My time. She was a penuya. We know she was not married. And most people are mutter to her. Most people are not her erva to her. So whoever she was mezana with is a bigger chance that they kosher. So vi azli inu legaba, and if they came to her house, to mezana with her, kala paris, ru paris. There's a cloud that we say, anything that separates from someone and comes to you, it's coming from the roiv. The roiv is ksherim, so it should be kosher. Roiv ksherim. My amrit, what are you worried about? Dilma oz leihu leihi legabayu. Maybe she went to their house. Then there's a locha kavua. When you go to someone's house, so there it's called kavua, and that's always kmechza mechzadami. The classic case is you have 9 kosher stores and 1 treifa store. So you find a piece of meat on the street, you can assume it came from one of the roiv, because kolapars ruvapars. But if you walk into a store and you have no idea, none of them have signs on it. And then afterwards, you left, and now you don't remember which store you went into. There, it's a mechza mechza already, because kol kavua ke mechza mechza. So here, if she went there, so then it's a suffik, mamash equals suffik. Dilma ozi yu gabay, ha le kavua ha kavua mechza 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 mechza. V'stol va tayra amra, lo yavi mamze, mamze vad lo yavi, ha mamze suffik yavi. V'kal vada ud lo yavi, ha v'kal suffik yavi. We had drasha, that first of all, mamzer vada li yavai, mamzer yavai. No, drasha, have a kal vada li yavai, have a kal safik yavai, that's on the mamzer. Barak upon him, he's saying shtuki is mutter. And it sounds like, why is shtuki mutter? Because the pasuk says that a mamzer safik is mutter bakal. And so Rishonim asks that it's still not a mamzer safik, it's still a roiv. Why? Because take this babe, this child is born. One side is the boil came, the man came to her, so then it's roiv. And even inside that the mother went there, it's a suffix. So Maisa, it's more than 50% chance that it's kosher. So it still arrives. So what do I have to comment on Pasuk? As I fake the Rishonim, answers the Rishash that the Fidur Ran with Geiris that everyone knows that she went there. Still it's mutter. The case is, still it's mutter, as a Pasuk, in a case where you know that she went there. The only question would be is, so then, if that's the facts, what are we saying, Maisa? But in a case where you don't know, what's halacha? A regular stuki means you don't know which way it went, so it's really a roiv. So how is that stuki mutter in a mamzer? How is a stuki mutter in a mamzer? L'chayra, he's a roiv kosher. So how is this, every stuki mutter in a mamzer? You tell me, the only case stuki is mutter in a mamzer is only when she went there? L'chayra, the pesach is kosher. L'chayra, had every stuki mutter in a mamzer, a stuki has a roiv. A regular stuki doesn't know if the mother went this way or that way. L'chayra, it's a roiv. They affect the pesach. Pesach is a big chiddush. That when it's, even when it's a roiv chance that you're a kosher, it's still not called a kahal vadai, and a mamzer is mutter in that kahal. But like upon right now we're going is that Rava proves, Rava says, Dvar Torah Stuki Kasha. We said from the Pasuk, that because a mamzer suffik is mutter in Klai Yisrael. So why can't a Stuki marry into Klai Yisrael? Ma tamar Stuki Pasul. Gzeira Shema Yisa Achoysim Avav. A Gzeira, maybe, since he doesn't know who the father is, so if he goes marry someone, maybe he's marrying his sister. He doesn't know. And we're talking about if he marries another person, another shtuki, because if he marries a girl, which we know the parents are, so then, what? What? Because he only can marry another shtuki, because he's a shtuki. No, because if you marry anyone, right, they're like, it's time to go. If you marry anyone in the world, he can marry anyone, even though it's a father, maybe that's his father. So therefore, he has to marry another. Therefore, he can marry another stuka. Someone's asking a question. Let's see more. How can a stuka marry a stuka then? Okay. So, my thought of a stuka apostle, why can a stuka marry into Klai? So, if you go to a regular shidduch with a father and mother, maybe that's his father. So, he may marry a sister, he can't marry. Freight to Gemara, so how can a stuka marry a stuka? Elamiata, if that's the chash, Shem Yisa Chosimavit, we say you can't marry someone. Why? Because you're marrying your sister. So, how can a stuka marry a stuka? Maybe you're marrying your sister. We don't know who the father is there, so maybe you're marrying your sister. So El Mat Shtukas Tukas Laisa. And for the Gemara, Shem Yisa Achoisai El Mat Shtukas Tukas Laisa, Shem Yisa Achoisim Avim. Zach the Gemara, no. Kol Ki Kahani Mazadu Vazli. Do you think that he's saying it's unlikely that one person has two children that are Shtuki and Shtukas? That's very unlikely. Because he's careful, they're not going to have two kids out of this wedlock that's not from being mizana, and therefore it's not mistava to have like that. So they're not worried about that. Freight the Gemara, but I still have a question. Bas, even after the gzera, the shtuki can't marry into klai, so I still have a problem because bas shtukis lo yisa shem yisa chayis maviv. For example, like this, you have here a shtukis. Okay, so shtukis does a shidduch. With, for example, a ger. Stuki's allowed to marry a ger. Okay, we'll call the ger Avram. Okay, Stuki, a certain Stukis marries Avram. They have a child, Leah. Okay, Leah knows who her father and mother is. It's Avram and a Stukis, but luckily she's a Stukis because her mother is Stukis. She's an apostle. So she got to find a Shidduch, another Stuki. She goes and marries a Stuki. We say it's Mutter, right? Hakri Mutter. Maybe that's his sister. It's not Mistavra. His sister, the guy, when Leah goes marry the Stuki, maybe they're brothers and sisters. Why? Because maybe Avram is the father of that Stuki. You're right, Avram doesn't have two Stuki and Stukis, but he only has one. The Leah we know who comes from. So why don't you like that? Say, hey, let him marry a Stukis, a Bas Stukis, maybe that's his sister. So here, and here you don't have a Teretz, Kolki Kani Mizani Vazli. You don't have that Teretz. So Mariz Kasha,
It's a ger. It wouldn't be related to him anyway.
No. Wait till a ger. A ger, he was a ger before they got married. He's a full-fledged Jew. He's a ger. A ger is a guy not a kahal, so he's allowed to marry a stukas. Everyone's related. He was a ger. He had, he's saying maybe he had one in Goy. No, we're worried. Maybe before he got married, he had this stukas. Before he got married. Well, he was a ger already. He was a ger already and he had that baby. Ba stukas lo yisa, sham yisa chayis v'ava. So he still have the chashash. So it wasn't a help. Making us and Klai Yisrael Shev Yisrael Aviv, even when he marries our Stukas, have the same problem. Elo, Teretz is, lo yishchicha. The Teretz is not shchiach, they're going to marry your sister. So Hachinami, every time, don't ask a Stuki into Yisrael, because you marry your sister, it's not shchiach. Hachinami shchicha. Elo, bottom line is, Elo, ma'ala also b'yuchsin. The reason why a Stuki can't marry Klai Yisrael is they're born to get in, ma'ala also b'yuchsin. So it's not because Shem Yisrael Chayisim Aviv. It is, l'mayisal, it's ma'ala also b'yuchsin. It's talking about Shver Rashi, before Rashi, Mu'ta Tavar Amid, says the reason Shem Yisrael Chayisim Aviv, it's only a half mina. L'maskar and Sagamara, the reason why a Stuki can't marry the Klai Yisrael is because of ma'ala also b'yuchsin.